What's up, everyone? I hate making these videos, but I really need to because it seems like the only thing that ever gets done is when you talk about this stuff. UMG, Universal Music Group, has continued to send emails about copyright content ID claims and now copyright strikes on my channel. As a matter of fact, I have three shorts. Okay, these are under a minute long that if they go through in the next 4 days, I'll have three strikes on my channel. Now, if you don't fight these things, those three strikes would actually remove my channel from YouTube. The first one is here. It's an Adam Duritz video. It's a short, and it's using the song Sixth Avenue Heartache.
You sang the harmony part on Sixth Avenue Heartache.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to know how much money this is over, that one video, the Sixth Avenue Heartache one, made $36.52 with its 250,000 views. So they're going to take my channel down over less than $100 for using a small segment from an interview with him on a song he sang on. Okay? That video is 55 seconds long. The next one has me in it. It's an Olivia Rodrigo song that I played maybe 10 seconds of the song on, and the short is 42 seconds long. Who did it? Universal Music Group. The third copyright strike is from a Hans Zimmer short. It's also UMG. It's from the Crimson Tide soundtrack. Now, what do these things say? It says, what happened? Your video is scheduled to be removed in 4 days, and your channel will get a copyright strike due to removal request from a claimant. The claimant is Universal Music Group, UMG. If you delete your video before then, your channel won't get a copyright strike. Just today, I open up my email, and if you look at this, these are all copyright claims that just came in, or content ID claims. So they start at 1:04, and then the next one's at 1:04 p.m., the next one's at 1:04, then 1:18 p.m., then 1:33 p.m., then 2:01 p.m., 2:16 p.m., 2:18 p.m., 2:20 p.m., 2:21 p.m., 2:29 p.m., 2:30, 232. Those emails are all in a row. That's how many I got just between 1:30 and 2:30. All those content ID claims from videos that are all fair use. Now, I mentioned this a few weeks ago when I made the video when I was talking about the Professor of Rock and his challenges with copyright content ID claims, threats to strike your channel and take it down, things like that. And it continues to happen. And I've hired a lawyer full-time because it's a full-time job. I've had probably 4,000 claims over the last 9 years from things that are fair use, where I'm discussing songs. I'm doing interviews with people where I'm playing the music that they either wrote and recorded or they produced. I finally broke with this. At first, I was like, okay, forget about it. I won't do it. And then I did a Rick Rubin interview, and it had 13 copyright claims in the video. That's when I hired a lawyer to fight these. And what he's done is he fought every single claim. And there's many of my interviews, which are all fair use, that have multiple songs in them. When I interviewed Daniel Lanois, there were so many songs in it. Brendan O'Brien, all these producers that I interview, and forget about the artist that I interview where I play their music and we talk about it. You need to play people's music to talk about it. That is the definition of fair use. These are interviews with the people about their careers. Now, why are these record labels wanting to take down content about artists that have records on their label? What sense does that make? Well, you might say, well, they don't own their own. They don't own their own songs. They don't own their own publishing. They sold it. No, this is actually the sound recordings that are in here. So it is literally Universal Music Group because they own the sound recordings. Yes, some of the content ID claims come from the publishers as well. So sometimes I'll get two different claims. I don't even understand how this works, honestly. But we have successfully fought thousands of these now. But it literally cost me so much money to do this. Since we've been fighting these things and never lost one, they still keep coming in. I mean, it's ridiculous. What do I have to do here? I'm sorry to come on and complain, but Universal, it's, honestly, they're all Universal Music Group. So they obviously have hired some third-party company that are dredging up things. They're looking for things that haven't been claimed in the past. They're taking videos from 7-8 years ago. Give it a rest. My God. Now, if I didn't fight these three claims, my channel would get taken down with my 2,000 videos. Is that ridiculous? It's ridiculous to me. And they're for interviews. It's ridiculous. Love to know your thoughts. Hit subscribe, leave a comment, write to UMG, whatever. Thanks for watching.